Hey Ravens fans, this is Ryan. I'm Garrett, and it's time for this week's edition of the Flock Mailbag. Lots of questions this week, as you expect, about the offense and quarterback Joe Flacco. That's where we'll start today. Lou wants to know, with Jim Caldwell taking the reins at offensive coordinator, what changes to Flacco's game will be more noticeable to the casual fan? And will Flacco have more liberties or restrictions?
Right. Well, I don't think we're going to see any specific changes directly to Flacco's game. I mean, if we were going to see changes with him, I think we would have seen it when Jim Caldwell was the quarterback's coach more than the offense.
He's already been working with him half the, you know,
exactly.
Up to this point.
Right. So now that he's, I mean, he still is the quarterback's coach. Yep. He's both now, but I think he's more working largely with the offense. So I don't think we're going to see a lot of tweaks to Joe Flacco's his game overall. Now, in terms of restrictions and whatnot and kind of giving Joe more freedoms, I think that is something that could potentially change. You know, when he was hired, I'm sure Jim and Joe sat down and talked about where they want to see this offense going. And there's no secret, Joe Flacco wants to be more involved. He wants to throw more. He wants.
If Joe had his way, he might throw 100% of the time.
Yeah, Joe might be the offensive coordinator if he had his way. So I think that they for sure talked about that, and the Ravens have said it on record. They want to see this offense grow, and a big part of that is with Joe Flacco. So I think they are going to give him more liberties.
Yeah, and the other part of that is whether they run the no huddle or not. And that's kind of the next question here. You answered what I was going to say on that, so let's move to the next one. Solomon wants to know, will you see more no huddle? The Ravens have talked about this. They tried it earlier in the year. They kind of moved away from it recently. Jim Caldwell, he's a big proponent, you know, of the no huddle. He ran a lot of it in Indianapolis with Peyton Manning. He brought it here to a certain extent in the offseason. So what do you expect? Are we going to see no huddle in these last three games of the regular season?
I don't know if we're going to see a lot of it in the next three games. You know, I don't think that they want to shake the boat too much, you know, or rock the boat too much. I think that they want to kind of keep things streamlined since it's going to be his first time calling plays. It's already rare to switch an offensive coordinator with 3 weeks left in the season. They want to kind of keep things, I think, a little bit more simple, a little bit more like what they're already doing. But over the long term, I think if Jim Caldwell is here for the next few years or whatever, beyond the season, which we don't know yet, then yeah, I do expect to see more no huddle long term, because I think that's just more of his philosophy. He wants to go down the field quickly. Joe Flacco, we know, wants to go down the field quickly, turn up the tempo. So yeah, I do think we could see that long term.
And I agree with you. I don't expect any kind of drastic change. And Jim Caldwell said that. He said, you know, me taking over as offensive coordinator is not bringing any wholesale changes. It's not a philosophy change. Maybe they get into a rhythm and they go up tempo, try to catch teams off guard a little bit. But that's what they've already been doing the past couple of weeks.
Right.
I expect it to be kind of more of the same in that regard, and not an, you know, overall drastic change to the null huddle or anything like that. All right, the next question also deals with Joe Flacco. Laverne Cash says, one of the biggest criticisms of Joe is his pocket awareness. We've heard a lot about that this week. Do you think Joe's just trying too hard to make a play?
Well, yeah, in some instances, I think he is. And he even said that after the game in Washington. Really what happened on his interception is he got locked in on Ray Rice going into the left flat, and he really wanted to get him the ball, wanted to make a play. And he held on to the ball too long, got hit, and threw an interception. So, yeah, then I think he is. Generally speaking, though, I think what's been the issue is him not moving around the pocket as well as he would like, and he's kind of becoming too stationary and taking sacks and taking fumbles that he shouldn't be. You know, in Pittsburgh, James Harrison comes deep around the edge, comes from behind, really.
Right, as he's bringing the ball back, right.
Right, if Joe takes a step up or a step to the side, you know, then I think that fumble doesn't happen. I think that it is something that he's going to have to kind of improve on and work on to fix that problem of being aware of where those pass rushers are coming from.
And it really is a double-edged sword, because you want your quarterback back there in the pocket feeling like he can make a play at any point, work through his checks and balances, and then find a receiver down the field and make a big throw. And Joe's done that.
Right. I mean, he's been in, like, defender's clutches, like, several times and still flung the ball, you know, hey, diddle diddle, when he's got a guy wrapped around him, you know?
Exactly. So you don't want to take that away from him. We talked about, you know, these restrictions or limitations.
Right.
You don't want to put, you know, the clamps on him and say, if you don't have a receiver open with 2 seconds, just go ahead and throw the ball or take a sack.
Right.
You want him to have the freedom. In his fifth year under center, he has that freedom. But I agree, he does have to be more aware. He has to work on, you know, avoiding those costly mistakes, because if you turn the ball over with a fumble or an interception at a key point in the game, which has happened the last 2 weeks.
Or any point in the game.
Right.
It's bad.
Right. And it's really hurt them the last 2 weeks, and both end up on the losing end. So, of course, Flacco and the Ravens will hope to avoid that this week at M&T Bank Stadium with the Denver Broncos coming to town. For all the coverage leading up to that game, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.